Chantel, you might want to take her on. Wig? Yeah.
And with trainer Leon Wells after the win of Black and Tough today in the race. That was an incredible win today. Erin Zano had 5.5 kilos on her, but she just cruised past her in the end, Leon.
Yeah, listen, she's... I mean, Erin Zano, all credit to her, she kicked back and forth on well, but this mare's carried 5.5 kilograms more than her.
Yeah.
She's was very, very good ride by the little bloke. He showed a bit of brain and what he did, and done nothing wrong at all. And but she's a very smart mare, you know. She really is a good mare, and there's a couple of nice races for her, and you know, she's done a good job. She toughed it out good to the line. Couldn't wish for any for it to be going any better.
You're going to keep her up for a while.
Well, there's a couple of races for her.
Yep.
There's another one here and one at Mowbray for her. But whether she does that, and there's a nice race for her at the Valley.
Okay.
So you know, it depends how everything is after the day, and Chris and Sharon will work out where, and we'll have a talk and where we want to go.
When's the Mooney Valley race, Leon?
Yeah, Chris, I'm not quite sure.
Right,
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay, well I'll go and ask him.
Hey, Chris.
All right.
Wick.
Okay. I'll just ask Chris Wickham, the well, I'm back and tough. The race at Mooney Valley, when is it, Chris?
Yeah, in a fortnight, Pete.
Fortnight?
Yep.
Over what distance?
There's a 1,200 mares, or a 1,289, depending on what they do with the rating and where she sits in the weights. And we'll have a look over there with her.
Well done, mate. Great win today.
Thanks very much, Pete.